for StoryCorps Tampa Bay. Friends Patricia Bailey and Norris Comer are 74 and 25 years old. They talk about their friendship flourishing besides the generational differences between them and how they met.
Why are we such good friends, Pat? Where'd this come from?
Because you're exactly what I look for in a young person. When I meet a young person, I look for the qualities of a son or a daughter or a grandson. And from the very moment I met you, you were an Eagle Scout to me. And I just grew to love you.
I do have pretty good posture.
That's true.
Do you remember when we met? I remember it pretty well.
Yes.
I was interviewing for a job, actually. I worked for your son. When I walked in, I way overdressed.
Yes, you did.
Starchy work guy clothes and nice shoes on, and I walked in, and they were working out of a house at the time.
Yeah.
And I walked on up and got my interview, but I remember you just, hey, how's it going? Come on in. I knew I'd like you from the start. Let's go to the describe each other question.
Okay.
So I would describe you full of life, ready to go. You know, I remember, actually, right before your fall, we were walking back, Bella Brava. We used to have lunch at the company. We were walking back, and Pat and I usually hang back from the rest of the guys. They're all so quick to get back to work or whatever. We're just talking.
And you're always polite enough to wait for me. That's one of the things I like about it when we go out.
And we were walking, beautiful day. It was sunny, and you're talking about how you just got a handful of things more on that bucket list. You're like, yeah, you know, a couple more things, but there's still stuff to do.
Oh, yeah.
And we went back to work, and you headed out, and we were all getting ready to close down for the day, and all of a sudden Brian gets a phone call, and just, you know, his face drops, and he just is a frantic mess. He's just running around the office, and we're just, what's going on, Brian? What's going on? And he's just, Pat fell, and I was like, whoa, should I come? And I don't think he knew I was an EMT. So, I mean, I have an EMT
certificate.
I was all set to help if something was wrong, and he said, no, Pat fell, bye, gotta go. And we're just sitting there like, what happened? And the word slowly gets in that you had to go to the hospital. But yeah, Brian, we just heard about that, and just the office just was a depressed pit. You know, we didn't know what to do. You're kind of the sunshine in there.
I love working there. I just love working with all you young people.
And you always come in here as, hi, everybody. Pat's here, you know. But anyway, I had to visit you, of course.
So you did?
I visited you.
Yes, you did. And you wrote me a wonderful note.
And I said, I'll come back tomorrow. And you're like, okay. And the next day after work, I got flowers from the flower shop, was walking to see you, and all of a sudden just started to downpour like crazy. And it was a cold rain. Yep. And I had to sprint. I had to hide under this bridge for like half an hour. And I just had these soggy flowers. I'm like, gotta see Pat and gotta see her.
They lasted for a week, those flowers.
A
week.
Oh,
yes,
nice.
They did. Yeah. Well, I get to describe you.
Okay.
And I kind of did as you were coming up the street, as you were sprinting up the street. You remember the movie Up?
Yeah.
The cartoon? And Ed Asner was the old man, and the young kid, I can't remember what his name was. What was the kid's name?
Oh, yeah.
I said, that's the Boy Scout all grown up, the one that's sprinting down the street. That's what you are. You're the little kid all grown up. Plus, you've always got a smile on your face, and you're polite, and you have all the qualities a mother's happy to see in a kid. So I want to be your grandmother. Can I be your grandmother?
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together.
This StoryCorps Tampa Bay was produced for WUSF by Joselise Ramos. You can find our growing collection of local stories at wusf.org/StoryCorps. Curious about StoryCorps? Visit their website, StoryCorps.org.